Hey, we're the Courtneys. That song is called Social Anxiety.
Thank you.
then we're going to take a break. This is sound efficiency.
Courtney's live on CITR. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming out.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. You are on the cover of Discorder right now. Have you seen it yet?
There's only about 200 copies at this radio station. So yes.
It's about to deliver. It's a good one to be on the cover because it's also the Music Waste Program Guide. Have you read the article yet, by any chance?
I was out of town, so I just got back. I haven't had a chance yet.
Yeah, I don't know if it's even been delivered around town yet.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. Courtney and I read it. It's great. We love the article.
Yeah, well, the interview is really fun.
Yeah. Shout out to Alex DeBoer.
Yeah.
Nice. Great interviewer.
Awesome. Because sometimes you never know with you do an interview. And was there anything that you talked about that wasn't mentioned that you really feel like you should bring it out there, or no? Is everything pretty much covered?
We talked about a lot of cool stuff, and I think she really just selected what she thought would be interesting. I am into her choice.
Yeah, perfect.
I don't feel like she mentioned how much we love the YMCA. I mean, I know it's sad she interviewed us there, but we really love the YMCA.
We invited her to come to the hot tub with us, but
really
she was busy.
Yeah. we wanted to do the interview in the hot tub.
Yeah, that was our goal, interview in the hot tub. We have all our band meetings there, so it would make sense.
So that's actually true, that you guys did a lot of talk in the hot tub.
Yes.
Well, we wanted to have the interview but there, but we couldn't.
But we have band meetings in the hot tub all the time.
What kind of stuff do you talk about in band meetings, especially in the hot tub? Would it be different than if you have a band meeting at like a coffee shop?
We pretend we're having interviews.
I don't know. We get pretty in depth. Things get pretty serious. It's a pretty mellow environment. You can talk about some pretty real stuff.
It's only mellow because the hot tub probably clears out by the time we're done talking.
Yeah, obviously, I haven't been to the hot tub. Is it a pretty big, is it like a, I don't know.
It's a really nice facility. It was built like 2 years ago.
Nice.
We were discussing on the way here that our goal, a lot far in the future with this band, is to donate money, enough money to the YMCA that when they build a new one, they will name the hot tub. Because like all the stuff there is named after like
the donuts,
donate.
Yeah.
So we want to have like the Courtney's hot tub.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Patrons of the YMCA.
The we always look at the sign of like the family that donated the hot tub and how they get to have a sign when we're having our meeting, and we're just like, man, one day.
Are you there so much now that you recognize some of the regulars, or just it's Jill from.
That's a good question. We all kind of joined as a group, except for Courtney's been going forever. But me and Jen also joined pretty recently. I don't know if I recognize people.
I recognize people that go, because I go like the same nights.
Yeah.
And there's other people that go at the same time, at the same night as me.
But you don't talk to them.
I don't talk to them, no. But I'm like, there's that guy again.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
My goal is to find and wear the most extreme vintage 90s swimsuits. So I'm pretty sure that people are going to start to remember me.
We have... Sydney has a good collection. Sydney has the best collection. I'm jealous.
I'd really try.
Yeah, it's great.
Moving on, I guess.
Yeah.
You guys are in an issue with Music Waste, and you guys are playing at Music Waste, but it's also your album release show of sorts.
And it's also my birthday.
Oh, awesome.
And our hat release.
Hat release?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know we were calling it that.
Snap, the Courtney's official snapback release show.
It's like as big a deal as our album.
That's
our hats are coming out.
More people have been asking about the hat.
Right. And you will have them at the show.
Oh, yeah.
You enough have to pre-order
for
them.
Yeah. For those who have ordered, yeah.
Is it one size fit all, or is it different?
Yeah, snapbacks.
Okay.
So adjustable.
You have a little. Okay, perfect. Yeah. What if you have a huge head, though, sometimes? I've had...
We tested it out on people with huge heads.
Yeah.
Huge heads.
I won't name names, but someone with a huge head is very...
And
into
it was
the
fine,
snapback.
So it's guaranteed. Are you going to have some sort of deal where, you know, buy 3 records, get 2 hats free or something?
That sounds like a good deal.
Oh, 2 hats, get
no,
one
no,
record.
About 2 hats.
The hats are way more expensive to make than the records.
If you buy 10 hats, you get a record.
But if you pre-order and then come pick yours up, then you don't have to pay for any shipping. So that's a bonus of coming to the show.
Perfect. Yeah. So where are you playing?
Oh, at the Astoria.
At the Astoria.
On the Friday night, the
7th. Yep, and it's going to be album. Is it that you have the... Your record or album in your hands here, so it's all done?
We actually have them. It's like one of the first record releases where the record is actually there.
Like way before
which
time.
Which
we are
good.
So on top of it.
Which is awesome because you're right. I would say half the time.
More than half.
Shout out to Ryan Dick.
Yeah, shout out. I have a list of shout outs.
Is this
like
a good time?
Can
go for it, yes.
That's why I was looking at my phone. Okay, so.
We're really happy to be on the radio.
I'm going to just go by people's Facebook names here. So Naomi Getman, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Jacob, we know Jacob.
Yeah,
yo, also
bro
a
Jacob.
Good interview we did with him. Bjorn Olsen, hey Bjorn, out in Toronto. Daniel and Liam, Eric and Ian. Also Johnny DeCorsi at Pinhole Printing, and Brian at
and
Pinhole Printing.
Hey Brian. Also Holzkopf and all the members of Peace.
And Tara Dwellsdorf.
Luna.
We already said Ryan Dick. I think that we got Rye at Green Burrito.
Andrew Volk. Took those Discorder photos.
Yeah, also helped make our music video.
I think that covers it.
Yeah.
Well, again, there's still more time afterwards.
If you want a shout out, just post on our Facebook.
Yeah,
just
keep going. Just
you.
Keep going. We got all night, right?
Or tweet to us.
Perfect. So that's happening. And then you guys are playing Sled Island?
Yes.
Yeah. We're playing at Tubby Dog, which is the best.
I'm really excited. We're playing with a bunch of great bands, and we get to eat hot dogs.
It's the funnest place to play. It's all ages, and it's usually free to get in.
Yeah.
And it's in the afternoon,
sweet.
And people are...
It's not. It's at night. Well, Well, it's at like 8, though.
It's at 8, it's but early. It's like a really good time because you don't usually conflict with too many other shows, so everyone can come. And it's small, so everyone packs in. It's going to be great.
We're sweet. A lot of Vancouver bands playing this year. Yeah. Always is, but I think this year was one of those peak ones again. And is it part of a tour, or are you guys going away? You guys are going away.
We are going on tour. We leave. Well, we're having a tour kickoff show June 14th at the Railway Club with Johnny DeCourcy, nice. Student teacher, and Juvenile Hall. And then we leave on the 19th
for
Sled Island. And then we go basically down the West Coast to San Diego and back.
Nice.
Yeah.
And have you done that before?
No.
This will be our first international tour.
Nice. Have you got the shows lined up, or what are you looking forward to? Anything?
No. I'm really looking forward to playing with the Soft Pack in San Diego. They're one of my favorite bands.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you are playing with them?
Yes. Yes.
Whereabouts are you playing? You know. It's not that
the
I would
Irenic,
know.
Yeah. Like some San Diego venue.
Yeah. And what's the plan? You're going to drive down in a van? You guys?
We have a Courtney Mobile.
We have an official band van.
It's awesome. Our official color.
What is the official color? Since this is radio.
The color of my hair.
Her hair, yeah.
Uh-huh. Also the blue. Color of my bass.
You can't see over radio. It's blue.
The color of Jen's shoes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Light so blue. That's what, okay, perfect. I was actually, are you also in the Georgia Strait that I thought?
Yeah.
It's like everywhere. You guys are everywhere. But on both of the articles in Discorder and both, the commonality I found is that there's a lot of talk about summer. It's like the perfect album for the summer, the perfect band for the summer.
We were just talking about that today.
At dinner, yeah. In the hot tub.
Do you think that you guys...
We were totally discussing that in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Do you think that you guys are the summer band?
A lot of our songs are about winter.
That's what I think is funny is yeah. Like... We were discussing, like, how do you sound like summer? But I guess we do. But there's a lot of lyrics about winter, so yeah. It's kind of funny.
And we write more in the winter, too.
Yeah.
We got really lucky when we made our music video. We were waiting for a really nice day, our first music video, 90210. And it was an insanely hot day in September. And I think people watched that, and it seems very summery. It's probably technically fall.
Yeah. When we filmed it? Shh, don't
Indian
tell the
summer.
Secrets.
But we went swimming, so that makes it summer.
Yeah,
okay. That's true.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And the other theme, I guess, is the 90s kind of theme. But then when I read the interview, it kind of say, yeah, maybe not.
We're just influenced by a lot of different things between the three of us.
Definitely we have 90s influences,
but who doesn't?
I think we're mostly influenced by stuff even further back than that.
Late 80s?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Such as?
The Clean?
Yeah.
Early U2.
Pretty much anything on Flying Nun.
Yeah.
And a lot of modern bands
New
too.
Order.
Eddie Current, Suppression Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Goth. Like late 80s.
I thought
goth.
You said gob, but also gob.
Gob. What do you guys
I think you like have no choice but to be influenced by the music you listen to when you're a younger teenager. So.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to listen to on your road trip down to the
States?
The
Beastie Boys.
Boys, yeah.
And Whitetown.
Whitetown.
On repeat.
We're getting into a hip hop phase.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you have the song, if you have that song, what's it called? The Whitetown song?
Oh, Your Woman.
If you have
Whitetown.
Your Woman by Whitetown, we're really into that song right now.
We cover it regularly. In private.
Well, this is pretty private. Yeah. The Courtneys live on CITR, and you have more songs for us.
Just let me check. I have to check. But I don't start playing.
The next one is called Manion. It's not about summer.
You can do more shout-outs if you want.
Yeah,
you
this
squeeze
song
in one
is
or two.
About winter. It goes out to Steve and also Pat Flagel.
Yeah, and Matt Flagel.
And Matt Flagel. We'll be right back. And this song is called Dead Dog. Shout out to my Aunt Sonia and Mike. Kyle, if he's with Derek, I don't know. I don't see any more Facebook. Might not be uploading though. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I started this one.
Oh, we should. We didn't even introduce ourselves. But Jen is on drums.
Hey, I'm on drums.
Courtney's on guitar.
Hey, I'm on guitar.
I'm Sydney, the one who talks too much. I'm playing bass. Okay.
This one goes out to. The X-Files.
Ben Lar.
Yeah, Ben. Okay.
I'm
All right, we got one more song.
Shout out to Weed and Cascadia. I was just on the road repping the Courtneys.
Yeah. Woo. We should vine this. Vine this shout out, and then they'll see it. No time, though. No
They're
time.
In New York right now. The internet told me.
Okay. This is our last one.
Courtney's live on CITR, and Alex Hudson on Georgia Street said that song, you can drag it over 10 minutes and it'll still be great.
Yeah, thank
shout
you.
Out to Alex.
Shout out to Alex.
Oh, the other Alex. Yeah, yeah. I feel like we missed someone and I'm going to feel really bad when we leave.
I'm sure we missed lots.
Is there any
people.
More shout outs on the Facebook?
Let me just double check.
Yeah, so, show next Friday at the Astoria.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, keep going.
It's going to be great.
William DeCourcy and Ellen Wolf. In side joke. Okay, continue. Awesome.
And how do people get a hold of you, internet wise?
We are extremely present on the internet.
Just do a search on
Facebook.
Just do a search for the Courtneys.
We have to start. Instagram, Bandcamp, Facebook, Twitter.
And if people want to buy your record and they're not in town, they can get it on from you guys.
We have a merch section on our Bandcamp. Sweet. We will ship all over the world. We've shipped to Australia, France, Japan.
Sweet. And yeah, Hockey Dad Records. Is it HockeyDad.com? Or do you know what it is?
I think it's HockeyDadRecords.com.
HockeyDad.com.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, I think so.
You can pre-order the album right now.
Sweet.
Sorry, one more shout out. Isaiah, please don't kill yourself. Shout out to you, Isaiah.
It gets better.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for coming out. Have a great time in, I guess, Calgary and also down California.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good
Thanks times. For having us on.
Thanks for coming out. Thanks, Irene, for sound
and everything
as well. And shout out to everyone who's listening.
Yeah,
Bob,
all
Bill,
the listeners.
Jill,
shout out to them.
May, Teddy, Stu. Awesome. Come up next is more music. I don't know, from somewhere. We'll figure that out. Thanks. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I did a hit, take stride. I did a hit, take stride. I did a hit, take stride.